Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is May 11th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be the Cisco Kid. Original air date is going to be March 26, 1953, and the title is Bank Robbery and Cactus. Hope you guys enjoy.
Exciting story, Bank Robbery in Cactus. The town of Cactus was like other towns of the old Southwest. It had a population of about 1,000 people. It had a store, a cafe, a sheriff, and a bank. It was a little more progressive than most other towns, however, in that a young woman worked in the bank. Alice Barton was her name, and as our story opens, she is at home in the early evening with her father. He is lying on a cot, and his leg is heavily bandaged.
Blasted leg. Hurts like thunder tonight.
I'm awfully sorry, Dad. Did you take your medicine?
Yeah, Pa took it, but it don't do no good. Busted leg's gotta hurt just so much in spite of medicine. Makes me mad. Here, a carpenter for 30 years, out of accident, and then I have to fall off a scaffolding.
I know, it's a shame.
Yeah.
I'll stay home with you tonight, Dad.
Well, there's no need to do that, Alice. You was going over to the church social tonight with Bob Hastings, wasn't you?
Oh, that isn't too important. I'll run over to Bob's house and explain to him. It's just next door.
Oh, I hate to have you do that, daughter.
It's all right. I don't think Bob wanted to go very much anyway. He's got something on his mind.
Yeah?
He's been very irritable for the past few days.
Oh.
I'll be right back.
Well, all right.
Oh, you're a smart one, Bob. You're a smart one.
Shut up, Snake. Want everybody in the neighborhood to hear you?
Oh, nobody's around. Yep, I've got to hand it to you, Bob. Going around with that Barton gal just so you can get enough information about the bank from her.
That information's going to come in handy tonight, too, Snake. About another hour, we'll get into that bank and clean it out. I wonder what Alice had saved. She knew I'd done 10 years in an Eastern penitentiary.
Oh, no.
There. What you back to tune for, Alice?
Oh, Dad, something's happened. I've got to go out again just for a few minutes. I came back to let you know.
Well, where are you going, Alice?
Over to the sheriff's.
The sheriff's? Why, he's out of town. Called in to see me just before he left. Didn't figure to be back till late this evening. What's the matter?
What about the Cisco Kid? He's on the side of law, isn't he?
Yeah, so I heard. But what in tarnation?
Well, somebody told me this afternoon that he's camped out in the West Fork of the River. I'll go and tell him.
Tell him what? What's the matter, Alice?
I'm so mad I can't even talk about it, but if that Bob Hastings comes over here, don't tell him where I've gone. He'll find out later. You can just bet he will.
Pancho, what are you doing up on that little tree?
Time to play a game with that squirrel, Cisco. He's squirreling the other tree and Pancho in this tree.
He does not know what to make of you, amigo.
He's in Pancho another squirrel, Cisco. Come, little squirrel. Come over in this tree and see Pancho.
I cannot think of anyone who looks less like a squirrel than you do, Chico.
Huh?
But that is harmless fun, and it seems good to be spending an evening in camp.
See, Cisco. Look. Look at the little squirrel run.
He has made up his mind you are a bear, Pancho.
Pancho fatter than the bear. Pancho come down out of the tree now.
Yeah, we are going to have a visitor, amigo.
Pancho down now. Look, Cisco, little squirrel still running from tree to tree.
Never mind the little squirrel, Pancho. Let us see what our visitor wants.
Yeah, Pancho think of the senorita, Cisco.
Yeah, see.
Oh, boy. Are you the Cisco kid?
Si, senorita. Pancho and I make you welcome to our camp.
Si, no chair, senorita, but a good big log.
I haven't time to stay. I'm Alice Barton, and Cisco, I need your help. The town of Cactus needs your help.
We will be happy to help if we can, Senorita Barton.
The bank's going to be robbed in about an hour. The sheriff's away.
The bank is going to be robbed?
Yes.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, I overheard the men talking. One of the men, I don't need to go into detail, but I want that man caught and sent back to prison.
Poor Senorita's sister, she cried.
See, Pancho, I suspect there is more to this than just the bank robbery, man. We will go with you, Senorita, as soon as we can saddle our horses. Yellow! Logo!
Guess that settles all the details, Snake, except one. If anybody gets in our way, don't fool with them. Shoot to kill.
Well, what about the girl?
What about her?
What if she gets in our way?
I said anybody and I meant anybody. But she won't. No reason why she would.
You know, I can't understand how you can be so nice and polite to her, Bob, and still be willing to shoot her down if she gets in your way.
I'm after money, Snake. Been after it for a long time. Only reason I started going with her was so she'd give me the whole layout of the bank, and she's done it, not knowing why. Now, you wait here. I'll go over and tell her I can't go to that church social.
Come in.
Howdy, Barton.
Howdy, Bob.
Alice here?
Nope. She went out a while back.
Out where?
I don't know. She didn't say.
Is she in the habit of going out at night alone?
Oh, it ain't dark yet, Bob. Sit down and wait. You ought to be right back.
No, I can't wait. Can't go to that social tonight either. Tell her that, will you, Barton?
Oh, she's kind of been planning on that social, Bob.
Well, I can't go, I tell you. I had some folks come in. Got to entertain them.
All right, I'll tell her.
What time's the sheriff get back tonight, Barton?
Well, late, he said. Why?
Nothing, just wondering. Tell Alice I'll see you tomorrow, maybe.
Hold up. You have a key to this bank, senorita?
Yes. I'll let you in the back door. Someone might be watching the front.
Pancho, I think there's an evening in the camp.
No, it's not, Pancho. But when a senorita asks us for help, we cannot refuse.
No, I can't refuse, Cisco. I can't refuse.
Come in, Cisco. Pancho.
Gracias, senorita.
Gracias, senorita. Santo, Pancho, I can see his face before his hands, no?
Our eyes will become more accustomed to the darkness in a moment, Domingo.
You get better now, Cisco. And Pancho see the end of his nose.
The money's all in that safe, Cisco. The robbers will either come in through this back door or the front door. The windows are barred.
Gracias again, senorita. And where do you live so that Pancho and I can report about the bandidos?
Well, three doors down the street on this side, Cisco, but I'll be here after you capture those men. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
You had better leave now. It's near the time.
Yes, I'm going.
Shh, quieto.
It's bandido, Cisco.
See, they're picking the lock on the front door.
Well, I better go.
No. Not now, senorita. They might hear you. Get over behind those big filing cases in case there's any shooting.
All right.
Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
They will have to come through this passageway.
Uh-huh.
When they come abreast of us, you will jump them.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, jump all over the place.
Quieto. Get ready, Pancho.
Can't see nothing, Bob.
I light the lantern, Snake. It's all right. The chimney's painted black. Won't show much.
Yeah.
Quick, Pancho, before they can light that lantern.
No! We've been framed, Bob!
You had better surrender, Aubrey. We are too many for you.
Surrender nothing!
Hey, Mother Mia, you buy Pancho, hombre, Pancho, right back!
Ow! I quit. I ain't fighting grizzly.
I think you two will quit, hombre, right now.
Are you all right?
Yes, senorita. This hombre drew his gun and fired just as I hit him, so the shots went wild. Pancho, you have the other hombre?
Si, Cisco, he made one move and Pancho bite him again.
No, no, no.
Senorita, light a lamp, if you please.
Yes, I will.
Now, we will have a good look at these coyotes. Oh, I remember. You said the name of this one was Hastings, Senorita?
Yes. Bob Hastings.
You did well to tell us about him. His real name is not Hastings, but Brandon. And he's one of the worst bandidos and killers in the whole Southwest.
Yeah, Pancho, wonder what become of him lately.
So, you framed this for us, Alice, huh?
Yes, I did. And I'm glad of it, you cheat. You thief.
What's going on in here? What up? Alice, what's the meaning of this?
Those two men came in to rob the bank, Sheriff.
Yeah, caught him red-handed, huh? And I'll take him into the lockup.
You don't need me anymore, do you, Cisco?
No, Senorita. You have done well.
I'll see you later about this, Alice. Maybe a long time, but I'll see you later.
Pancho. Pancho, wake up. Wake up, amigo. The sun has been up for an hour. So how he sleeps.
Wake up, Pancho.
Mother mia, you bite me again, hombre. And Pancho, bite your sword. You watch his school.
That fight is all over, Pancho. It was finished last night.
Pancho, remember now. Pancho, roll out some of his blankets.
Time for us to be on our way. So we will have a bite of breakfast and go.
Yes, yes. Oh, look, Chico. Pancho see the ghost of riders.
Oh, si, Chico. He's no doubt the sheriff and his deputy taking the bandidos to the penitentiary.
They wanted the defendant. The defendant. They wanted there, Cisco, no?
Yeah, wanted there very much.
Oh.
I wonder if we have to go over and offer the sheriff our help in riding guard with them.
Pancho, not know, Cisco.
No, Pancho, I do not think we will.
No, I don't think we will.
The sheriff might feel we did not have confidence in him.
No confidence.
No, we will let them go their way, Pancho, and we will go ours.
Yeah, go out, go out.
Brandon Hastings, hombre, is very clever at escaping. Oh. However, that sheriff seems to know his business.
Uh-huh.
Come, Pancho, to breakfast.
Oh, we got handcuffs on, Bob.
You take the deputy, I'll take the sheriff.
Yeah, but I don't...
Believe it or me.
I told you two hombres, no talking.
We was just talking about asking you for a drink of water, Sheriff.
Yeah.
I'm so dry, I'm chewing dust.
All right, we'll stop. No tricks, Hastings.
With these here shackles on, you crazy?
No, but I'm taking no chances. One wrong move and you're both dead men.
We're aiming to live, Sheriff. All we want is water.
And you can have that.
Oh, boy.
All right, get on off them horses. You better get down too, deputy. Stand off to one side of these hombres.
I don't know what he thinks we can do, Snake.
Well, that water's sure gonna taste good.
Go on, get your water, Hastings.
Yes.
Look out, deputy, behind your rattler.
What the...
Get him, Snake, hit him!
Oh, no, you don't.
You don't shoot very straight, Sheriff. I'll get you.
Good work, Snake. We got them both.
Well, I'm making sure of this deputy.
All right. Help me roll the sheriff over. One of his keys to unlock his coat.
Yeah,
and we'll take their guns and horses and go back to Cactus.
Back to Cactus?
That's what I said. I'm squaring things with that girl today. With a bullet.
There's little doubt that Hastings will kill Alice Barton unless he's stopped. In just a moment, we'll return to our exciting story of the Cisco Kid.
Real quick, I want to mention the great deal that Audible is offering today. If you go to otrwesterns.com/book, you can get a 14-day free gold account and your choice of a free audiobook. Audible has over 75,000 audiobooks and more. Also, Audible works with over 500 devices. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/book.
Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Bank Robbery in Cactus.
When Alice Barton learned that the man she had been going with, Bob Hastings, was planning to rob the bank in which she worked, she enlisted the help of the Cisco Kid in capturing Hastings and his accomplice on the scene of the robbery. But the following day, the two bandits made their escape from the sheriff and his deputy, who were taking them to the penitentiary. Now,
Pancho, did you hear those two shots?
Pancho think he hears shots, he's close.
Hey, that is what they were. They came from the direction in which the sheriff and those two bandidos went. Uh-huh. Come, Pancho.
Yes, si, Pancho, come.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Pablo, go now, go now.
Yeah.
Cisco thing was troubles, no?
Yeah, I think so, Pancho.
Pancho wonder who shoot who.
Perhaps nobody shot anyone, amigo. The other hand, perhaps they did. Uh-huh. Come on, Diablo, faster.
Yeah, Pancho, go. Fast driving, Cisco.
We'll be fine when we get there. Make call for fast action.
Huh?
I had a feeling we should have offered the right guard for the sheriff and the deputy.
And the sheriff and the deputy, two against two, Cisco. They got guns. Other hombres not got guns.
But that Hastings Bandero is a bad one. He has escaped from sheriffs before, Pancho.
Yeah.
Knows all the tricks. Ah, look at the head, the spring. Huh? Two men lying the ground.
Yeah, Pancho, see them, Cisco. Ah, it's not good.
Hold,
not good,
Santo, this is very bad. The sheriff and the deputy. Those banditos escaped, Pancho.
The sheriff and the deputy dead, Cisco?
I do not know.
Oh.
The sheriff is alive, Pancho. Uh-huh. His heart is still beating.
Uh-huh.
The deputy, I'll have to see. No, amigo, the deputy is dead. He was murdered.
Those banditos.
See, the sheriff is coming, too.
My head.
Pancho, get some water in your sombrero.
Si, Pancho, get away with the
breath. Do not try to get up just yet, sheriff.
What?
You were struck down. I still until you get back your strength.
Here's the water, Cisco.
Gracias, amigo. I'll take my kerchief and dip it here.
Oh, that's good, Cisco. Deputy, is he all right?
No, Sheriff. He's dead.
Them fiends, them coyotes. I gotta get up, Cisco. I gotta go after him.
You will not have your strength for some time yet, Sheriff.
Oh, you're right. My head's swimming. Somebody's gotta go after him. That's Hastings, hombre. He'll try to get back at Alice with this. He'll go straight back to town. Go after him, Cisco. I'll be all right. You can send somebody out to pick me up. Go after Hastings.
I think we're better, Sheriff. We'll come back for you as soon as possible.
I'm all right.
See. Come, Pancho. We must ride as hard as ever we can if we are to prevent a murder.
Back down there and see what's happened. Maybe there's a couple of hombres riding this way, Snake.
Yeah. Might be there after us.
Can you make out who it is?
Well, not at this distance. Hey, I just saw the mountains on that saddle flash in the sun. That's the Cisco Kid, Bob.
Guess you're right.
Sure I'm right. That's Cisco. He's a bad hombre to have after you, too, Bob.
It won't be so bad when I get through with him. There's a place ahead, Snake, where there's tons of earth and shale ready to come down on this here trail.
Planning to let it loose on him?
Yeah. When him and that other bushwhacker come along, we'll kick the anchor stone loose. That'll start it. Either it'll bury them two, or they'll have to jump for it down into a ravine. Either way, we'll get them, Snake. Come on.
We not gallop anymore, Cisco.
We cannot ask our horses to gallop all the way up this grade, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
We did, they would soon be too worn out to continue.
Si, Cisco. The bandidos come this way, no?
Si, amigo. There are the tracks of the horses in plain view.
Uh-huh.
Easy, Diablo. Easy. Not so fast.
Not so fast, Logan. Not so fast. Pancho think those bandidos get to cactus a long time before Cisco and Pancho get there.
I'm not so sure they will. They cannot run their horses up this grade any more than we can. Well, what is the matter, Diablo? Yeah? Something you do not like, eh?
Something Logan would like, Cisco.
Well,
Logan, what you not like, huh?
We'll look over what is ahead of us before we go on, Pancho.
Yes, sir. Oh, look, Cisco. I'm trying to see another squirrel.
Pancho, this is no time to think of squirrels.
He got a nut in his mouth.
Diablo seems to have lost interest in whatever it was. We can go on now, amigo. Come on, Diablo, yeah?
Come on, Logan. Adios, little squirrel.
I do not like the looks of that big rock which is balanced up there above the trail. Santo, here comes down, Pancho. The whole side of the mountain with it.
What we do, Cisco? We not go ahead, we not go back.
Down into the ravine, Pancho.
It's too steep, Cisco.
The only chance we have. Come on, Diablo. 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 Come on,
Diablo.
Come on, Diablo. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Diablo.
Pancho, that was a narrow escape.
Ah,
about as close as we ever had.
Pancho not know if his teeth or his knees chatted the most, Cisco.
I would like to know what or who started that landslide.
Pancho, I'd like to get out of here.
Oh, no, wait.
No?
I think someone's above us, Pancho.
Wait.
Someone who started that boulder rolling. Isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that takes the buzzard, Bob.
Hey, what's that way, Tony? Hurry them right one up.
They cannot tell from there that this is an overhang.
They not know we under it, Cisco.
That's the end of the Cisco kid, Snake. Now we'll go finish that other job. Hey, get up.
How we get out of here, Cisco? We almost covered up with the earth.
We'll have to do some digging, Pancho, to make a big enough opening for our horses to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be an easy matter for them to go up the shale and make the jump back onto the trail.
Si.
So, this is the end of the Cisco Kid. That hombre had better guess again. Come, Pancho.
Here, Snake, and walk over to Alice's house.
Well, do you think she'll be there now, Bob?
Sure. It's just about noon. She'll be home eating. There's an idea, Snake. We'll eat with her and her old man.
Well, come to think of it, I'm feeling kind of empty.
Come on. We'll eat with him, and then we'll tend to that squealing dame.
You gonna shoot her down, Bob?
That's what I'm gonna do. Nobody squeals on me and lives long to tell of it.
Well, I don't see how you can do it, Bob. Go around with a gal and make her think you like her and then...
Shut up. You make me sick. Yeah, here's the house. We won't knock, Snake. We'll go right in. Howdy, Barton.
Bob Hastings. But I thought...
Think again.
Who is it, Dad?
Didn't expect to see me back here, did you, Alice?
Get out of this house.
Sure. Later on when I get good and ready. Be careful, Barton. Don't reach for that rifle. Watch him, Snake.
I'm watching him.
What do you want?
Kind of had a hankering to eat some of your good cooking, first of all, Alice. See, you got everything on the table, so me and Snake will just help ourselves. Sit down, Snake.
No mind of a do.
I'm leaving.
Oh, no, you ain't. Just staying right there until we get done eating.
You better do as he said, daughter.
Well, I'm not going to do as he says. I wouldn't stay in this house with that beast another minute.
Come back. Come back here, I said.
Let me go. Let me go.
You better turn alone, Hastings.
Get away from
that rifle.
Oh. You brutes, let me go.
Like a wildcat, ain't you? May as well fix you and fix you right now.
Are you talking to me? Now, this guy. I'm fixing for you, Bob.
You'll fix nobody, homie. I promise you.
What about you? Don't you stop what
you have to say your fucking punch. You better eat. Hey.
Thought I got you once. I'll get you for sure.
Somehow I do not believe you, homie. And I'm going to bring this fight to a kick finish like this. Now for you.
Easy, Cisco. Easy.
Grab your gun belt on the floor quickly.
All right. But don't hit me.
I will take that. Now, lie down on that floor until we get you tied.
And say your bat, no right, Cisco. Just stun a little bit.
I'm glad it's no worse. This time, Senorita, we will see to it that there is no mistake about getting these banditos to the penitentiary. And this time for murder.
You wait here, Pancho. I'll be right out.
Yeah, Pancho, know what that means.
Come in, Cisco.
Gracias, señorita.
Sit down, won't you?
I am afraid not. Pleasant as that would be, Pancho and I must be on our way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I called merely to tell you that those two banditos are safe in the penitentiary and will not bother you again.
Well, thank you for telling me, Cisco. Thank you for everything you did.
Oh, it was nothing, señorita. Whenever Pancho and I can be of service to you and your father, please call upon us.
I'll remember that.
By all means, do. Well, adios.
Oh, no, Cisco. Not like that.
No?
No. I don't want that kind of goodbye. Not from you.
Well, then...
I want this kind of goodbye.
Oh, I see. Señorita.
Pancho.
Sometime soon, Pancho like to take a ride down to see Pancho's cousin-in-law, Porfirio's hand.
You would like to see your cousin-in-law, Porfirio's hand?
Si, hand.
What, do you not want to see him? Only his hand?
Oh, si, si. Pancho see Porfirio, and Pancho see Porfirio's hand, too.
But why do you want to see his hand, Pancho?
Pancho want to see where his two fingers were.
Oh, your cousin-in-law, Porfirio, lost two fingers, eh?
Si, two fingers.
I'm sorry to hear that, amigo. How did it happen?
Oh, it's easy, Cisco. Porfirio put his fingers in his horse's mouth. He wanted to find out how many teeth the horse got.
Oh, then it happened.
And the horse closed his mouth to see how many fingers Porfirio got. And Porfirio not got so many fingers, no.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Okay, not much to get into. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Challenge of the Yukon. Until then, have a great day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.